I'm Mary Clark, and this is Mary Clark Traveler. Today I'm taking you south, way south, to Guatemala, where Mayas continue their very old traditional lives. World to End on December 21st, 2012 should be a headline reserved for the National Enquirer magazine at checkout stands in your favorite grocery store. But this story has been covered by serious news outlets. The excitement comes from the accurate Maya calendar begun over 5,000 years ago and still in use by the Maya people of Guatemala and Mexico. As the end of this 5-millennium calendar cycle approached, much attention has been given to the event. Yet, it's really just a reset of the calendar for another 5,126 years. There will be celebrating on December 21st as a rebirth of their civilization, but no preparations for the apocalypse. A byproduct of the spotlight on the Maya calendar has been the outing of their ancient fire ceremony. When Spaniards arrived in Central America over 500 years ago, Maya temples were destroyed and all residents ordered to convert to Catholicism. Not surprisingly, Mayas took their religion underground. Because of the recent interest in the Maya calendar, the indigenous of Guatemala have had many inquiries and have begun to openly share their beliefs and ceremonies. We were fortunate to experience their most powerful fire ceremony with Calista Gabriel, one of the 3,000 mostly women shamans, or guides, in Guatemala. Calista was a political refuge in the United States during the Guatemalan internal war of the 1980s and early 90s. She has now returned and is part of the Maya artist movement. With 3 university degrees and 3 languages, the diminutive native was knowledgeable and self-assured. From her, we learned the sacred fire is over 5,000 years old. Each is different. Some burn large, others burn out. With the Mayas, a fire may last 3 or 4 hours and include much crying and laughing and dancing. Petitions are very personal, such as, "My husband won't give me enough money." On our hotel's enclosed parking lot, we sat in a circle of 8 chairs surrounding a large, low, round ceramic pot. Calista started the wood fire and lit a rue branch. "Don't be scared of smoke," she said. She asked us to use fire as medicine. Talk to fire. Connect with it. Tell it your name. As she waved the smoking branch around each of us, we introduced ourselves and verbalized what we hoped to receive from the ceremony. One wanted direction and healing for his family, another cure for a son, another wisdom, and one for forgiveness for the overuse of Earth's resources. As she swept our bodies, Calista noted we were part of the creation, but have become artificial. In villages, there is more connection among neighborhoods. In the city, we are, as she said, more weak because of the disconnect. As the plant crossed our heads, she talked of cleaning our corona, our antenna, and purifying our energies. A sprinkling of flower water on us was the final preparation for the calling of the 4 directions. Candles are integral to the 4 directions experience, and Calista pulled them out of her backpack. Red is for east and the color of blood, black for west and earth, white from the north and represents air, yellow the south and color of the skin. Blue is the center of the cosmic cross and stands in for water and sky, while green does so for plants and Mother Earth. As our leader explained the meaning of each candle in her 3 languages of Cachiquel, Spanish, and English, we individually placed ours in the fire with a prayer or observation. The most moving was the last, a lard candle made from animal fat, standing in for our ancestors. We all had special prayers for those who came before us. At the end, Calista made the sign of the Maya cross, different than that of our Catholic brethren, indicating the balance of nature. A final traditional embrace began with Calista hugging each of us as we individually followed her round the circle. This is not a conversion opportunity. No one wants you to change religions. You are either Maya or not, like being Jewish. Yet it is a recognition that we are all spiritual beings, and it can be a cleansing ceremony, allowing participants to release petitions up to creation through nature's fire and smoke. My guess is that there will be many of these ceremonies on December 21st as Mayas give thanks and celebrate their rebirth.
Mary Clark is a retired attorney and lifelong traveler who began writing about her journeys in 2008. If you'd like to see photos from Mary's trips, read blog entries, and more, visit maryclarktraveler.com. The programming you hear on 88.9 KETR is brought to you in huge part thanks to listener support. Please dig deep and give what you can at ketr.org. Click support this station.